We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Chaf Gimel Sif Gimel. Vinyan Suda Mafsekes, when we speak about the Suda Mafsekes in Erev Tisha B'Av, Yesh Kamadinim, there are a number of halachas. V'minig HaYosher, the proper minig, whose lechol is to eat it, Kaidim HaMincha, to eat before Mincha Sudas Kva, to eat before Mincha a proper meal, V'akach Mispala Mincha, and afterwards we daven mincha ve'en oimrim tachnon, and we don't say tachnon b'shem de Tisha B'Av ikri moyed, because Tisha B'Av is called a moyed. The ksiv, as the pasuk says, kar alai moyed. Samach l'arav, and right before night, yoshmel aretz, we sit on the ground. Ve'en tzrichim lachlat samanolim, we don't have to take off the shoes. V'lo yesh v'shloish yachad, three people should not sit together, shlo yischai v'bezimon. The Ramah writes that before Mincha, we eat a larger meal. In fact, they saw that there was a minig specifically to eat a larger meal on Erev Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av, when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, was a Yontif, and Mitzvah Shem Tisha B'Av will be a Yontif. And the meal that we eat on Erev Tisha B'Av reminds us of that meal. When the Halacha speaks about sitting on the ground, the Shari Tshuva says, sitting on the ground means actually on the ground. Prima Gadim says that we're allowed to sit on a pillow that's on the ground, but many are lenient to sit on a chair that's low, like Rachmanel Tzlan's, somebody sits on when they're in Avelis. A person who's old or not well could sit on a regular chair. There's no need, Ve'en Tzrichim Lachlat Samanalam. For the Suda Mafsek, we don't have to take off our shoes, because it's not Tisha B'Av yet. Three people shouldn't sit together during this meal. The L'chatchila, the Kav Chaim, says that they should sit in a way that they don't see each other. But even if they didn't sit that way, still we don't say, do Birchas Hamazon with Zimun for the Sudim of Sekes. Rechlen Rak Pas in Beim of Vashalas. At the Sudam of Sex, we eat bread with a hard-boiled egg, kara that's cold, v'tamik tzas pas be'efer, and we dip the bread into ash v'oichlin. Some have the minig that not only do they dip the bread into the ash, they also dip the egg into the ash. V'tzarek l'zom ha'afsik ma'ajem, of course we have to be most careful to finish the meal before night. Siftalad. Somebody who fasts all year round, every Monday and Thursday, by Erev Tisha B'Av, and Erev Tisha B'Av falls out on a Monday or Thursday, Yishal Nidre, he should be Mata Neder. Mishesh La Yartzeit Erev Tisha B'Av. Somebody has a Yartzeit on Erev Tisha B'Av, Yasna B'Pam Rishon, he should stipulate the first time that the Yartzeit falls out Erev Tisha B'Av, Shlo Yisana, is that he's not going to fast Rak at Achach Chatzos Yom until after Chatzos. Mispal Mincha Gedoyla, and he should daven Mincha as early as possible, which is a Chatzi Shah Lach Tzraim, a half an hour after Chatzos. Then Yoichel Suda, he should eat a meal. Vakach Samach L'Arav, and then right before Tisha B'Av, as we just discussed, Yoichel Suda Mafsekas L'Eat the Suda Mafsekas. Sevhei, Bein HaShmoshes, once Bein HaShmoshes of Erev Tisha B'Av, going into Tisha B'Av, comes, also B'Chom Ma'ash, also B'Tisha B'Av. Everything that may not be done on Tisha B'Av may not be done then. U'kein Tzrichin Lachlas Menolim, one should take off his shoes, Koine Bein HaShmoshes, before Bein HaShmoshes, Erev Tisha B'Av. Simakov Chav Dalad, Hilchas Tisha B'Av. Arvis by night, Nechnosin L'Beis HaKnesses, we enter, you come to Shul, V'Choltzen HaMenolim, we take off our shoes, and the minig is that even if one davens Ma'ariv early, he should take off his shoes before Ma'ariv, and certainly if one davens Ma'ariv after Bein HaShmoshes, he has to take off his shoes, because by Bein HaShmoshes we already take off our shoes. Noyagin L'Hasa Proiches Marna Kodesh, we take off the Proiches from the Aron Kodesh, which we keep off until Mincha that we daven on Tisha B'Av. Shum Diksiv Pizza Amrosoi. We only put on one candle in front of the Baal Tefillah. Mespalva arva benachas v'derech b'chi. We daven ma'ariv slowly, crying kavelim. Vein amrim nachem, and nachem is not said ad l'machas b'mincha until mincha tomorrow, because that was the time, says the Rama, when they started actually putting on the fire to burn the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the time we daven for the Menachama. The minig is that even though we only say Nachem ben Mincha, the minig is that we say, if somebody is eating on Tisha B'Av, because he's allowed to eat, he should say Nachem by Birchas HaMazon. There's some that don't have that minig, but the most Poskim suggest that you should say Nachem. Of course, if Nachem wasn't said, then you don't have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. Achat Tefila Shemoneh Esrei, after Shemoneh Esrei, Oim Kaddish Olam and Tiskabel, we say Kaddish Olam with Tiskabel, Yoshvim L'Oretz and Madlikim Ktzas Neiris, we sit on the ground and we put on candles, Rak B'deishu, but only enough, Rak B'deishu Yuchel Loima Eich V'Kinnis, that should be enough illuminated that we could say Eich V'Kinnis, see what we're saying, V'Omrim, and we say Eich V'Kinnis Gamkei B'Nachas V'Derek Bechi, they also are said slowly in the sound of crying, Mafsik B'Eich Beim Kol Pasuk B'Pasuk, as we recite Eicha, we stop between each Pasuk, U'Mat Yoyis B'Kan Eicha V'Eicha, and a little even longer between each Eicha, U'B'Kol Eicha Magbiya Shlich Tzibah Koylik Tzas Yoyser, by every Eicha, the Shlich Tzibah raises his voice a little more, U'Pasuk Achash B'Kol Eicha, and the last Pasuk of each Eicha, Oymer B'Kol Rom, we say out loud. U'Shemegiya L'Pasuk HaShivayna V'Goymer, when we get to the end, I'm Isa Kobe Kol Rom, the community, everybody says Eicha, that pasuk out loud. V'akach mishtayim ashliach tzibur, v'chayza kov oim ha-shven v'goyim b'kol Rom, then the shliach tzibur, and then everybody. V'akach oim v'at the kodesh v'kadesh olim, then we say at the kodesh, and we say kadesh olim without the skabel. V'fish oma b'eicha, sosam tfilosi means that our tfilos have been not accepted. The Kelamach B'Shachris, so to Shachris Tisha B'Av, Medalgan Tiskaba Ad L'Mincha, we don't say Tiskabel until Mincha. Gam Yishu B'Yechidus She'in Le'Minyan, even if somebody is davening B'Yechidus and he doesn't have a minyan, still Oymer Eich V'Kinnis, he should say Eich V'Kinnis. And so too, women should say Eich V'Kinnis. They don't necessarily have to say it B'Tzibur, but they should participate in saying Eicha and Kinnis and realizing and doing and recognizing that it's Tisha B'Av. Se Beis Yesh Lo'ol Netzdar Binyan Mishkavai. A person should not sleep the same way on Tisha B'Av as he sleeps all year. Shemraga L'Shakav Ashnei Karim. If he normally sleeps on with two pillows, Yishkav Ata Elachad. And this halach is not only at night. Even if one lays down during Tisha B'Av, this is what he should do. V'yesh Nogim L'Shakav B'Leil Tisha B'Av Al-Oretz. Some sleep on the ground, on the earth, on Tisha B'Av by night. Or Mason Evan Tachas Roshoy, and he puts a stone on. They put stone under her head. Zech l'mashnama v'yikach me'avnei makam v'goymerim. Shira sechaber v'oymer. When Yaakov Avinu saw the churban, he said man noira. And he also slept at that night with stones. V'akol afim mishadam. Everybody has to recognize what they can or can't do. If a person has difficulty sleeping that way, and of course it'll affect his fast, that he shouldn't sleep that way. Sif Gimel. B'Shachris ein menichin tefillin. By Shachris, we don't put on tefillin. And even if somebody is sick and he has to eat on Tisha B'Av, the halacha still is that he shouldn't put on tefillin Tisha B'Av in the morning. If somebody is only going to eat in the afternoon on Tisha B'Av, it would be preferable that he should daven mincha, put on tefillin, and only afterwards eat. So the tefillin are called pe'er. The tefillin are called pe'er. V'gam ein loshen talis gadol. We don't put on talis gadol. M'shem d'ksiv bitza amrosa. U'metargaminen bitza preparer delay. Our beautiful clothing, which the tzitzis certainly represent, were ripped. A loshen talis cotton b'lay brach. We put on talis cotton. And even that, even though many have the minig, that they kiss the tzitzis when they say Baruch Shomar, when they say Krishma, we don't kiss the tzitzis Tisha B'Av by Shachris. Mashkim Tzas, the Besa Knesses, we come to Shul a little earlier. Vayim and Nikim Net Fil Klal, we don't put on a candle by the Amid. Miskalom Gamke Benachas V'Dach Bechi, and again, Davin slowly crying. Vamre Mizmul Soida, we do say Mizmul Soida, Shlich Tzibah B'Chazar Sa Tfilo, the Shlich Tzibah B'Chazar Sa Shatz, Oimer Anenu Ben Goyal Eroife, Kama B'Chol Tanat Tzibur, says Anenu between the brachas of Goyal and Eroife, like we do by every Tanat Tzibur. Ve'enam B'Brichas Kahanim, we don't say Brichas Kahanim, not only don't we say Brichas Kahanim, but even in Chutz Laaretz, where we don't say Brichas Kahanim, we say Elokeinu V'Elokei V'Seinu, we don't say that Tisha B'Av in the morning. Lachat Tfilah Oimer Chatzi Kaddish, and after davening we say Chatzi Kaddish. So we don't say tachnan, it's a yontif. We might see in Sefer Torah Koyin Kisol Abonim, for going to Tlosa Gavri, we call up three people for an aliyah. For Nachan Sha'ol Yom B'Lachish Koyin Mabrocha Baruch Dayana Emes, the person who gets an aliyah before he says the Brichas Torah should say quietly Baruch Dayana Emes. The Magen Avraham says that we don't have this minig. Achat Kriyas HaTorah Omrim Chatzi Kaddish. Then after laying again, we say Chatzi Kaddish. Umaftirim Asoif Asifim Benigun Echa. Machzir Nes HaSefer Torah. We put the Sefer Torah back into the Aron Kodesh. V'yoshim El Oretz. V'omrim Kinnis. We sit on the ground to say Kinnis. V'yesh La'ach Bam Atzom Kutzerayim. We should say Kinnis close to Chatzois. And the reason Mishnah Berurah says is like that, we'll be certain that we won't be doing anything else at that time. Akach Omer Ashrei, then we say Ashrei. Then Omer Lam Natzeach, we don't say Lam Natzeach. The Ela Volatzin. Umedalgam is a Brias Pasuk. When we say Volatzin, we skip the Pasuk of Anizois, the Goymer. Lefeshanir, because we say Anizois Brisi, it sounds Lefeshanir Kamakayim Bris Lakinis, that we want to make the Kinis permanent, Chas V'Shalom. Vodla Shachlem Anizis Brias Goymer Lemushir Pichop. That we're representing and we're saying that we're going to always learn Torah. Kimisha kol b'teil v'asur b'divri Torah. On Tisha B'Av, we're not supposed to learn Torah. Avo beis avo, if there's a beis avo b'chol shonah chutz b'tisha B'Av, I'm remaisai. She'afagav avo b'tum b'divri Torah, and avo also may not learn Torah. However, hamnachnam ein b'teilim. The people who are visiting the avo are allowed to learn Torah. Then we say about the Kaddish. We say Kaddish Shalom, but we don't say the Skabel. Kaddish Aleinu, then we say Aleinu, we say Kaddish Yosem. And we don't say by Shachris, Lo Shir Ayichud, Lo Shir Shal Yoim, we don't say the Shir Shal Yoim, Lo Peter Makhtiris, and Kalokeinu. But Nachan Shakal Echad, it's appropriate that everybody after Kinnis should say Megillas Eicha. Regarding saying Kabbonis before the davening, the halacha is that one may recite the Kabbonis before davening, but that's only for somebody who says Kabbonis all year round before davening. So somebody who says Kabbonis all year round before davening could say Kabbonis on Tisha B'Av as well. But somebody who doesn't say Kabbonis all year round before davening should not say start or say them on Tisha B'Av.